18 after 6. The Australian-produced Moulin Rouge production has received 14 Tony Award nominations in New York overnight. It's the first Australian-produced show to originate on Broadway. Carmen Pavlovich is producer of Moulin Rouge, the musical. Carmen, this is huge news.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. It's rather lovely to have spent the night watching these nominations come out.
Hey, tell us the story of Moulin Rouge. When did it open on Broadway? How many performances did you do before Broadway shut?
Moulin Rouge had its pre-Broadway tryout in Boston in 2018, and it had a fantastic debut performance there and went so well that we brought it into Broadway last year. So it opened July 25th, 2019. So we were into a really fantastic run. It opened to great critical acclaim and was going terrifically well at the box office. We were in the throes of planning. We had another 5 productions we would have had out by the end of next year. So, yeah, the Broadway shutdown hit us pretty hard in March. It certainly wasn't anything we were expecting or planning for.
Carmen, congratulations. Who owns it? Who owns Moulin Rouge?
Jerry Ryan and I own Global Creatures together. We're an Australian-based production and entertainment company. We've originated a number of new musicals, including Strictly Ballroom, King Kong, Muriel's Wedding, and Moulin Rouge is the first show that we have originated on Broadway instead of opening at first in Australia. So we set up our company. Jerry's a Melbourne-based businessman. I'm based here in Sydney. We began the company with Walking with Dinosaurs, actually, back in the day in 2007. So it's particularly lovely to have the show acknowledged in that way. Better yet, lovely that it's an Australian company who's originated the show on Broadway, and obviously very excited to be able to bring the show home to Australia next year.
Well, Jerry be a very busy man, of course, because he's got Moulin Rouge with you. He's building caravans flat stick every day at Jayco. And there's every chance he's probably got a runner in the Caulfield Cup tomorrow. So,
yeah, well, he's a good long-term thinker and a big visionary, and theatre really, really needs that. And, I think this is the best example of why investment in the arts and long-term thinking and entrepreneurial vision is just so worth it. I mean, I know Jerry and I both really just aspired to have a company that could be a player on the world stage, and so Moulin Rouge just brings this lovely story full circle, actually.
And just with a congratulations, just a quick one. You said 5 other productions you had lined up. Where were they going to be?
We'd announced North American Tour was supposed to open this year. We had announced the West End was supposed to be opening in March next year. Of course, we've got Australia planned for the middle of 21. And then we were working on productions in other territories, including Germany, Holland, Spain, Korea, Japan. Not yet formalised and announced, but certainly very much in the planning stages for our company.
Good on you, Carmen. Congratulations. Carmen Pavlovich, producer of Moulin Rouge, the musical. I assume that Jerry Ryan is in Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah, I assume as well. Isn't he amazing?
We'll try to get a tip out of him for the Caulfield Gap. Speaking of the Caulfield Gap, Ando next with First Edition Sport.